you for being up and at 'em in the morning. Happy holidays. One of my favorite parts about the holidays in San Luis Obispo is this gentleman's home. He and his wife got it going on with the Christmas lights. It's my favorite house to check out in SLO. We got Wayne Terry, 1902 Choro Street is the address. Wayne, thanks for being up and at 'em in the morning again, my man. How are you?
I'm good. Merry Christmas, Adam.
Merry Christmas to you. So the whole setup, in fact, what's so cool about your setup is that you are, it's almost probably a little bit of a problem, which I love. You are adding on to this every year. I mean, it is a thing that you dive deep into.
Yeah, you know, each year, you know, I add like a prop or some more lights and just fun stuff.
But I mean, you've gone to like conventions. I mean, you're really learning about all of the technology that makes an attraction like this pop.
Yes, now you're going to make me sound weird, but yes, I did go to a Christmas expo. So it wasn't just lighting, but it was a Christmas expo. And I did learn a little more about software and different lighting techniques.
So what do you do? Like, what is your day job that you know? I mean, are you into software? Are you into programming? Because, I mean, this can't be easy what you have set up.
I actually work for a medical device company. Okay. I don't do a lot of software, but, you know, it's not foreign to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it can't be because you are, I mean, especially if you look at some of these different pieces. And Lady I Fancy and I love to come every year and see, especially her. She loves to guess what's new. And, oh, I don't remember that tree here last year or this or that. So it's just so much fun to sit and watch it. And, you know, there's songs that we've heard for years and years, but to watch the way they interact with all those lights, it is just so much fun. How long does it take you to set that up?
This year I actually took a week off of work to do the main install. So that was 8 hours a day for 7 days and then a couple weekends in between. So over the course of November, you know, I kind of decorate, but I don't turn on until the day after Thanksgiving. But yeah, over the course of November, you know, but a full week really.
I think you've actually kind of like turned on some other neighbors, because over the years I've seen neighbors, like, you know, a few houses down this way, a few houses up this way, they're getting more and more and adding more and more onto their situation as well. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's nice. I love seeing the Christmas lights when I come home, and yeah, more people adding, the better.
So when you go to Wayne's house, again, 1902 Choro, you can actually turn your radio on to like 89.1. You got the frequency all set up where it'll match with the lights. It is really, really something special. What's an aspect of this that maybe someone doesn't even consider or think of? An aspect of, you know, going this deep and decorating your house this profoundly that maybe none of us even assumed was part of it.
I would say, you know, the actual control, you know, like the fence lights and the tree lights, you can actually control an individual bulb to whatever color you want. I can have everything off and just have one bulb go on.
Wow.
It's just the control of those lights is pretty deep.
And how long is this going to go up for?
This will stay on. Usually I keep it on to the day after New Year's, but, you know, still with, you know, the whole COVID and stuff, I'll probably keep it like a week or maybe two after the New Year.
Okay, great. So check out 1902 Choro Street. We got Wayne here. His house, he and his wife have a beautiful home that they share with us for the holidays with these lights. You can come by, get outside, take a picture, just sit. I mean, it's so funny. All these cars just like kind of sit, turn their lights off and, and just watch. It's so cool. And you don't want to miss it. What are the hours that we do this, Wayne?
The 5:15 to 10 o'clock, Sunday to Thursday. And on Friday and Saturday, I run it till 11.
I love it. Don't miss this. You got to check it out. Bring the kids. 1902 Choro Street. Wayne, as always, I love connecting with you, my man. Thank you for having us over, and thank you for doing what you do for the community, and thanks for being up and at 'em in the morning.
Great. Thanks, Adam. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, my man. Take care.
Up and at 'em in the morning with Adam Montiel. Come on now.